Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I'm asking you to protect me. I know you can. I know you will. Fight my battles. I keep still.
Along the way,
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
wait. It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Somebody say it tonight.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Clean. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You're joined this evening with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo. We're here, as you always know, just to praise God and to share our love of poetry and to remind you that this is brought to you by Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. Be sure to press 1 if you have something that you'd like to share with us. This evening, we're just going to let the show go in the direction that it chooses to. Open mic poetry and music ministry. We are also sponsored by Rawlings Jewelry, another child of author Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, the father to Epiphany as well as Rawlings. Neither one of them is something that you want to overlook or pass by. Like I said, tonight's going to be open mic. And Mr. Alonzo, I know you're in the car traveling, so I don't know if you're able to speak right now. If you are, you can say hello to everybody. Okay, there you go. Lift your arms. Brother, how you doing today?
All right. Just trying to lay low from this makeshift hurricane in California.
Good boy. Yeah, we're going to have to pray for that. The weather's been real crazy here lately. It shouldn't be a surprise.
A lot of questions popping up.
I don't know why. It shouldn't question it. The Bible clearly states what's going on. You just have to recognize it for what it is.
Okay. I ain't never heard hurricane in this side of the state, so I'm brand new. I'm trying to check it out.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting to see it happening. But
yeah,
if you study your word, you already know what it's hitting for.
Yes, sir, all the way.
This now more than ever is the time that we need to keep our eyes on him and ignore the distractions around us, because it'll pull us right down where the rest of this world is going.
Right.
A lot of this world is going, I should say, because things have just gotten ridiculous. Well, before we go any further, you know, I always like to bring the show in prayer to try to protect us and to guide us in how we should go. So if you folks don't mind joining me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, your throne of mercy, and your throne of love this evening, Father God. First and foremost, asking for forgiveness, Father. For those things that we've done that we know we should have done, and for those things that we've done maybe unknowingly that were contrary to your word, Father God. Open our eyes that we might see our actions as you do, and we may walk better because of it. Father God, for those in California facing unknown possibilities weather-wise, we ask that you would cover them, Father God. Those that love you, Father God, protect them. Those that don't know you, Lord, use this as an opportunity to have them cry out to you, Father. You know, all good things come from you, Lord. So we're asking that you just allow, out of the midst of this scary situation, that your goodness would prevail and would draw them nearer to you, Father. Father, we ask that you would protect this platform this evening, Lord, that you would have your way, and that someone would be touched by something that was said or heard on this platform this evening, Lord. We ask for your healing touch over those in the Epiphany family that are suffering from the loss of someone, medical situations, health issues, Father God. There's a lot going on with Epiphany, Lord. We ask that you would just step in, stand up, and have your way, Lord. Show out, Father God. We look forward to what it is that you're going to do to improve things for both Epiphany and for us individually, Father. We thank you in advance. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, Alonzo. I don't know. This is a kind of a different day for me. I'm not quite sure what's going on. But I just feel like it's falling back, relaxing, and allowing the music to soothe me and to place me in a better place with God. So I think we're going to, well, let me stop myself. I'm going to do a piece, and then we're just going to do some music ministry. I mean, if there comes a time when you have a comment and there's something you want to say, you have controls. You just open your mic and come on in. But I just feel like floating in the sounds and the voices of those that love God. Immerse myself in that and just block out all the chaos. So, if it's all right with you, sir, I'm going to do a piece that I just really finished today. And this piece, oh, here it is. Okay. This piece is called Rest in Peace, America.
Ooh, that sounds good. That sounds interesting. Mic is yours, King.
Thank you. I've given up hope on this country that I used to love. I no longer believe in or trust this land and consign it to its judgment from above. I no longer harbor hopes and dreams that America would get her head out of the sand, that she would at long last stop this hating and realize that despite the shade of one's skin, we are all children of the Most High God, and that makes us all kin. Rest in peace, America, for what was good for and in you has dried up and died. You no longer aid others in need without ulterior motives, whether home or abroad. You no longer even try to hide your dictatorial bullying, stealing and denying the rights and dignities of the citizens of this land. You have quite effectively and willingly turned yourself and us over into Satan's hands. Rest in peace, for the America I served in the military to protect has surely died and is no more. You show every single day that the word of God you have chosen to ignore. Beware, America, for you are surely on a precipice, standing right on the doormat of hell, Satan's front door. Know that even your quote-unquote mastery of technology and your ability to twist words to fit your will, none of that means anything without accepting the sacrifice upon Calvary's hill. Rest in peace, America. Poem. I just realized that was kind of short for me.
Yeah, straight to the point, though. I think you're speaking for a lot of people right now, especially the ones that don't have the voice. I think you're speaking for a lot of people, trying to figure out what's going on, why it's got this far, what's next. This world is just turning into shambles, and it's not going to get no better. I mean, I thank God for Jesus. They left footprints because putting my trust in man is gone.
Yeah. It's a painful way to be, a state to be in. It hurts. But
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
God in his mercies has still given us time to get it right. I just pray that folks don't shy on their responsibility of letting others know about the glory of God, salvation in Christ. Because without us doing our due diligence, there's a lot that's going to die. There's going to be family members that we won't see again because we'll be on opposites. We'll be in opposite places instead of family rejoicing together in heavenly places, and we facing the horrors of hell. It's scary to think that your family is there, but if you don't open your mouth, you have nobody to blame but yourself. We need to, you know, really, really get on our P's and Q's and start letting people know. Let them know who Jesus is. Let them know what comes from accepting Christ.
Amen.
We can't play around with that.
You not even a little bit.
This next song I'm about to play, I'll let it speak for itself, and I just hope that people understand that his mercy is great, but it's not limitless. There will come a time when you will be turned over as reprobate. And from my understanding, there's no return from that. So. But before that happens, let's praise, let's glorify him, save folks from ever experiencing what it would be like to be considered reprobate by the Creator.
Praise your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful toward me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Yes.
Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy.
toward me. Your loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercy I see day after day. Forever faithful toward me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercy toward me. Great is your grace. Great is your mercy toward me. Your loving kindness toward me.
And the rain. to me. if you want to.
Bride tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day God sings over us tonight. And he said, I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, open up and let me in, I'll pour my love. Open the windows of heaven, now pour my like a river. The well that never runs dry, now pour my.
Yes, your strength. yes, yeah. So wherever you are, do yourself a favor and lift your hands to the Lord. He's already brought you through. Already brought you through. Listen here, listen, listen.
Made it. Never could have made it.
Without you.
Hey.
I
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better when I look back over what he brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
as worthy as he is, as deserving as he is.
Amen.
Something hard when you think about withholding nothing. There's so many things that I willingly give to him, but yet there's a part of me that tenaciously holds on to things. And I know that's what's preventing me from experiencing all that he has for me. That's a concept that we really have to really take literally. Hold nothing. Gotta give it all. After all, any and everything we have came from him. It's just going alone. I've enjoyed just rocking out with this music. It's soothed some things that were going on in my mind. It took me away from some things that are troubling me. Listening to the Word of God musically is just a wonderful thing. So I appreciate you hanging out with me there, Alonzo. Putting up with me and my musical ways.
Yes, sir.
Before we shut things
always
down.
I'm always
there. I appreciate that, bro. You know, before we shut things down, I want to let anybody know that listens to the recordings of these platforms that if you ever have any questions about who Christ is or what this eternal salvation that you hear me so often speak about is, feel free to hit me up. Facebook, Paul Sampson, with the Divine Inspiration under it. You can find me Blessed for Free on Instagram. I would say TikTok, but I don't go there no more. I have a page, but I don't even use it. There's too much craziness over there for me. And I'm limited in my technical ability, so I'm going to stay in my lane. We can do Instagram. We can do Facebook. And we can do Messenger. Okay, and after that, I've shot my load. I leave the technical stuff up to others. But also know that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's always a platform on Epiphany. Something that suits your taste or to meet you where you need to be met. Just give a call, 319-527-6300. 7 o'clock Sunday night for the Inspiration Factory and 9 p.m. for the rest of the week for the other shows. And with that being said, before we come up on the 9 o'clock hour, my brother Alonzo, would you do us the honor of praying us out?
Yes, sir. We may bow our heads and draw our minds in. Father, I want to thank you again for another blessed day. There's so much I want to say, so little time. So many things that I want to touch bases with that all of us want to say. But I just want to thank you for another blessed day. I want to say thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your understanding. Though this world is going through some things that we don't understand at the moment, we know this to be sure-footed in your ways, and you will lead us. You will never forsake us. So please, from this moment, as we depart our ways, help us, grow us, help us, guide us, and may we grow in your name as one. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.